Faith the size of a mustard seed. I normally don't do this, read you something, but I thought this can't be passed up. It was written by St. Teresa of Avila in the 1500s, and it speaks to this very point. So, she says, "Although I have often abandoned you, O Lord, you have never abandoned me. Your hand of love is always outstretched towards me, even when I stubbornly look the other way. And your gentle voice constantly calls me, even when I refuse to listen. When the sins in my soul are increasing, I lose the taste for virtuous things. Yet even at such moments, Lord, I know I'm failing you and failing myself. You alone can restore my taste for virtue. There are so many false friends willing to encourage sin. But your friendship alone can give the strength of mind to resist and defeat sin. What a good friend you are, Lord. You are so patient, willing to wait as long as necessary for me to turn to you. You rejoice at the times when I love you, but you do not hold against me the times when I ignore you. Your patience is beyond my understanding. Even when I pray, my mind fills with worldly concerns and vain daydreams. Yet you're happy if I give only a single second of honest prayer, turning that second into a seed of love. Oh Lord, I enjoy your friendship so much. Why is it not possible for me to think of you constantly?" It's beautiful, that insight. She's a doctor of the church, and she says, a single second of honest prayer is a seed of love. So we should not get discouraged. The devil, he says, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You don't have enough time. You know, it's too small. Don't waste your time with it. Tomorrow, you'll have more time. Then you can do it, but not today. It's not worth it. It's too small. And then we start mourning ourselves to death. We want to pray more. We should be working more. We shouldn't be working more. We should be home more with our kids. We should spend more time with our spouses. We should give more, and we more until we almost go crazy. And the devil loves it. He just keeps making noise and getting us confused, thinking that it has to be so much more. Many times I will hear someone say, "I want to pray more." And I smile and I say, "What, 4 hours more a day?" Well, not 4 hours more. Well, what? Something measurable, very concrete. I want to pray 1 minute and 20 seconds more a day. Okay. Now I can see if I can do that. But the devil, he just says, more. And then we always think, I don't have time today for more, but tomorrow I will. And so I pass up those moments, those 30-second times, the second of genuine prayer that St. Teresa talks about, that is a seed of love. If we had the faith the size of a mustard tree, we could make trees move around. That's incredible. That these seeds, that's how God starts, almost always, with these small seeds that produce great fruit. And so, let us not get discouraged. You don't have to take my word for it. This is St. Teresa of Avila. One second, not to discount, not to think it worthless, not only to God, but to our children, to our boss, to our spouse, to our church. Just 1 second of genuine love. May this Eucharist strengthen us not to be discouraged, and to be drawn closer to the heart of Jesus himself, who, as St. Teresa says, is such a good friend. And how can we not love him always? And may our Mother Mary, especially during this month of October, continue to draw us closer to her Son and to show us her love.